Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1104, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started going through last shiur, which is basically a review, something we learned a while back, the halachas, some of the halachas of benching, and we are still in the middle of Kedima Bebrachas, order of Brachas. Those of you who are questioning, like, what's going on over here, we're in the middle of the Kedima Bebrachas, order of Brachas, and then we hope Bezrus Hashem from there to move on to Shinoi Makom, the halachas of changing place, the halachic changing place. And when one made a bracha, how does that work? And when is it considered Mesiach Das? And even though we did it a while back, we did it probably about a couple of years ago. So it's been a while. We have to review. And these are Shinei Makom. We all understand, the change, halachic change of place are questions which come up on a daily basis all day long. A person has their coffee. A person has their bottle of water. They're walking in the house, out the house, room to room. I threw out the garbage. I take the kid off the bus. What do I do with the coffee? It's still on the table. All these various questions which come up constantly all the time. Now, so just getting back to what I just wanted to go through real quickly, and that's Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, the all-important Simin of Kuf Pei Dalet, which talks about various different halachas of benching and leaving one's place before one benched, how to work that and how much time one actually has to bench. And the reason why we're going through this real quickly is, like we always say, when a question, a shaila comes up, which is extremely negeila maisa like this, even though we went through it a while back, we try and chazer and review it again with the answer and so on. And this question was asked, was presented. Somebody's driving home from a chasna and they forgot to bench. What do they do? It's a wonderful question. It's a question which comes up all the time. A person's a human being, we forget to bench. So in general, so we said the halacha is in Kuf Pei Dalet. We spoke about last year. We're not going through Kuf Pei Dalet, the whole thing. We went through it a while back, Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, but the halacha is a person has to bench where they ate. Okay, it depends if it's Bishay, if they left on purpose or they left by mistake. If they left on purpose, so then you must really come back. That's a much stronger grounds that we must come back. Even if you left by mistake, you should also come back, L'chatchila, but b'di'evid, if you benched in the place where you're at, it would still be okay, but the evid, and I do want to mention, even if somebody left on purpose, meaning they said, I'm leaving, and finished. Well, like, I know I have to bench now, I have to go, I'm leaving. So we're not talking about so much a case of an oin, it's a case where it's mamish b'shagig, they left on purpose, but even then, once they benched in the second place, which they should not do, but they benched in the second place, Mishnah Berurah said, they were yoytzeh. In other words, let's say they benched in the second place, and they left on purpose and everything, and then they realized, you know what, I should really go back. But they already benched, so b'di'evid it would still be good in all cases. So I just want to make that very clear. Okay, but be it as it may, I'm trying to stick to the b'shogeg part, the part where somebody left by mistake, and we're trying to, where somebody leaves on purpose, usually is not so much the case. But I forgot to bench, right? Everybody knows the famous question, I left, I forgot to bench. Somebody asked me on Purim also, they left a suda, they were going somewhere else, they forgot to bench, whatever the case was. They forgot, right? They left the chasna, left home, I'm running out to work, I just forgot to bench, so what do I do? So we said, bottom line is, you have to bench in the place where you ate, so real quickly we said, so you have to come back to the place where you ate, l'chatchila for sure, but Mishnah Berurah said, if it's going to be more than 72 minutes, more than the shiur equal, the amount of time a person has to bench, so then just bench in the place you're at. In other words, I remembered the 55 minutes, I remembered 45 minutes later, right? And if I drive back, I won't be back for another 45 minutes. I'm already on the highway, whatever. So you're way past the shiur equal. So you just bench where you're at and you're good to go. Or another case in time, a person just can't go back. They're, it's dark, it's night, whatever the case is, mamish and oinis, and I'm stuck. It's just not going to happen. It'll be a whole pachkarai, as they call, if you want to call it, even though halacha l'maisi should really go back, l'chatchila for sure. But the bottom line is, so be it as it may, person stuck in those cases. So how much time do they have? Let's just talk about a minute. How much time does one have? In the case in time where they push it, I flat out can't go back. I'm an oinus and finish. What am I doing? I'm driving. I'm on the highway, this and that. So, but be it as it may, so a person would have up to 72 minutes to bench. Now, if it's 72 minutes from the last bite of food, not the last bite of bread, last bite of foods. That means 72 minutes from the last bite of food in general. Now, I just want to talk about want to say one thing clear, that the Mishnah Berurah, I heard this in a shiur, actually, somebody mentioned, and the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah, just Poshet says, the person mentioned that if a person feels hungry under 72 minutes, that they lost benching already. But Mishnah Berurah says that, in other words, they said that if a person starts to feed up to 72 minutes, you're allowed to bench. But it was mentioned in the shiur somewhere that under 72 minutes, if a person feels hungry, then it could be a question of losing the benching. But I just want to read the Mishnah Berurah actually says not like that. Now, according to the Mechaber, it's mashma like that. That would be the case because the Mechaber in Kuf Pedal does say Mishor Shehis Chaliyas Roev. If a person starts to feel hungry, Afal Pish Lein Is Akol Adayin Legamrei Kin Is Akol Legamrei Dainin In Lei. So it's as though it's already digested the food. Afal Pish Lein Is Akol Adayin Legamrei Kin Is Akol Legamrei Dainin In Lei. So it's really a person, it's a problem. It's talk a problem if they start to feel hungry. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, Kasvu up, in Sifkatan Chof, which I want to read, which I think is very important that this is how he comes out. Kasvu achroinim, Sifkatan Chof, Kasvu achroinim, demisharinun bezeh. When a person ate in general, you ate anything, and even if he's still hungry, right? He says, Aval im ochal ma'at v'chof eitz lechal oid. A person has, let's say, a small bagel, a small sandwich, right, something like that. If you ate an apple or whatever also, but even the case of benching, let's say, we're talking about benching. I had for lunch a small bagel, I had a small sandwich, and now I'm still hungry. I didn't have enough, right? So I will im ochal ma'at, I ate a little bit, v'chofis lechaloid, and I want to eat more, right? I don't have anything else. I'm at work, I'm in the car, I only had my little sandwich, right? He says, l'shar hashir, it's very hard to figure out what's the shir equal, how much time a person would have to bench. In other words, what's the digestion period? The chol zman she'ene roev, that which the Mechaber says, the chol man she'ene roev, as long as you're not hungry. But over here, I'm still hungry from the beginning. So what do I do? So I shouldn't bench. I should never bench if I ate. And how much are you supposed to eat? You have to eat a kezayis. You're supposed to eat two when you wash and make it into tefillah zedayim. You're supposed to eat two kezayisim. The first kezayis has to be under 4 minutes. The second kezayis under 9 minutes, right? But b'diavad, if a person ate one kezayis, it's still good for washing. One kezayis, you must bench. One kezayis under a 4 minute period of bread, bagel, whatever, right? Then you must bench from the five grains. You ate from the five, you must bench. But what does it mean? Called the zman she'ene roev, the kol zman she'ene roev, as long as you're not hungry, you can bench. Mishnah Berurah says, what does that mean? Kim shetekev hayoloi, gam kein taiva elish loi hayoloi. He didn't have anything else, but he was already starting to feel hungry. He wanted more. So kasvu achroinem, nevisharinem, that this time is kdehiluch arba milim to go 4 milim, which is 72 minutes. Bottom line, it's 72 minutes. And he says a very important thing, I think afterwards, which is the bottom line. Va'ad kidei shir zeh, until 72 minutes, mechuyev levarech. You have to bench. Right? In other words, I ate the kezayis of bread under a 4 minute period. There's a chiyev to bench. So how long do I have? I was hungry from the beginning, right? I ate a little bit. I got hungry right away. Va'ad kidei shir zeh, until the 72 minutes, mechuyev levarech. You have to bench, he says. Shebevadai loy nesakal afilu achilim uetis. Even a small amount of food, Shabbavada Lenis Akal was not, the Shir Ekel, the digestion period did not finish. Afilu Achilu Mu'etis Bashir Mu'et Gazet. So, Shabbavada Lenis Akal, Afilu Achilu Mu'etis Bashir Mu'et Gazet, even small amounts, so you would have to bench up to 72 minutes, even though you're still feeling hungry. So, I think that's an important point. We'll just finish off the subject next year. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Barachach Holtuv.